One of the questions I get asked a lot is, why did you start your blog? What was the prevailing idea behind it? And there were a couple of things that sparked it. One was, I started right after I was ordained in 2007. And there weren't a lot of blogs out there by, for, or about deacons. There were not resources out there. And I thought that this was maybe an area, a niche that I might be able to fill. Particularly as I had just been ordained, and I could sort of chronicle my experience, you know, the first time of doing a baptism or a wedding or a wake and all these different experiences and my impressions of it. Secondly is, I really did not recognize the church that I knew in a lot of the blogs I was reading. They were very partisan, a lot of them were angry, a lot of them had an agenda to push, a particular bias. And that wasn't the Catholic Church that I knew and recognized and grew up with. And one of the things I wanted to impart was the idea that it's a big church. And the body of Christ is huge. As I like to tell people, it's everybody from Mother Angelica to Madonna. And everybody in between. And it needed somehow, I wanted somehow to reflect that. So I started my blog and got it rolling. And Elizabeth was very good at explaining sort of the history of mass communications, but she left out what I really see my role as being, which is the town crier, or sort of Paul Revere riding through the streets saying, the British are coming, the British are coming, but I'm saying instead, Father Carapi is leaving, Father Carapi is leaving. A little bit different. And my blog serves primarily as sort of an aggregate of news and opinion and ideas and things that are happening in the Catholic world, things that I think are interesting. And a lot of it is informed by my own experience. And there are three areas, really, that I think are a little bit unique to what I do because of my experience. One is, as many of you know, I spent 26 years as a writer and producer at CBS News. So I come at this from a very hard news, institutional, corporate kind of background, looking at news as someone who was a news gatherer, a news producer professionally for a number of years. And I just look at things that are interesting to me and hope that they're interesting to other people. And I post them on my blog, very often without comment, just to let people know what's going on out there in the Catholic world. Second is my experience as a member of clergy. I've often said to Elizabeth and some of the other bloggers, and I'm sure Bishop Coyne can relate to this also, there are so many times